fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night, and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio, tuned to FM Talk 106.5. That's right. We bring you Common Sense Radio with all the common sense and the backstory, the side story, filter through all the fake news, figure out what's going on. You're right where you should be. You can get it on your radio. You can get it streaming at FM Talk 106.5, 1065.com, or tune in radio. Get it everywhere. And here we are, another Thursday night for, we've lost track of how many years we've been evading the FCC, and we are here. You might be out there going, how can we be here every Thursday night? Because you're in fear of recession. You're in fear of inverted yield curves. You're sitting there quivering at a global slowdown. But I'm going to tell you, you know who's not inverted? Do you know who doesn't let the electron slow down? Our engineer. He is fearless and relentless, and he will not tolerate a recession of electrons or an inverted electron or a slow electron. He will not tolerate it. That's how you get this show every week, crisp and clear across the fruited plain. Our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate those kind words.
That's you.
Don't want those inverted electrons.
No inverted electrons.
Well, you know, now I might hire Mark to look at my 401k for me.
Yeah,
your 401k?
Yeah. Some manage my money. Do something about the recession.
I've done that before.
He can handle the recession.
Your 401k is probably doing okay on its own.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking mine is.
Yeah. No, everything's pretty good right now.
Yeah.
And in the studio, to make sure and try to bring some decorum and dignity to this otherwise wayward show, and adult supervision to the rest of the staff in here, is our Director of Quality Assurance, Executive Producer and Co-host, Gold Star Wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here, Pete.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. So there's actually a whole bunch of things tonight. There's a huge meeting out at the Five Rivers Conference Center about the toll. We're hoping some of our folks from the Common Sense Tea Party will call in and give us a report of what happened at that. We expect Chuck Bailey to be calling in with an update on the fare tax later. Bunch of big stories around that we need to get to, but let's tackle one of the big ones right up front. If anybody actually thinks that Epstein committed suicide, please text 251-343-0106. I mean, does anybody actually think the guy...
Well, the first thing he had to do was break some of his bones in his neck and his hyoid bone. He had to do that first.
He had to do that. But there's a problem. The most high-profile prisoner in the entire United States at this moment, with the greatest impact politically anywhere...
Potential impact. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Allegedly tries to commit suicide 3 weeks ago, and they put him on suicide watch in a high-security federal prison. And 3 weeks later, the two guys that are supposed to be watching him, he went to sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both of them went to sleep.
Right, yeah.
Now, I understand that some of the media tried to catch up, and they did catch up with one of the guards and tried to interview him. And his name was Sergeant Schultz.
No.
And the only thing I get out of him, I didn't see nothing.
I
don't hear nothing. I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
That's all they got out of Schultz. He didn't know anything. And now you're alluding to having a problem with the body.
The autopsy
presented a problem because while the coroner took lunch today, Epstein cremated himself. Well, nobody knows. Nobody's seen the body.
The thing, actually, whether you believe, the conspiracy theory, which doesn't seem too far-fetched, or, okay, he really did. Still, how did that happen? Both are outlandish and make me feel a bit, that's my thing. Like, either way,
how did that happen?
If it's,
you had two guys assigned, and why that night did he not have a cellmate? And somebody heard. So seriously, does anybody honestly believe, And the other thing is, folks, these cells are really designed to not allow that you can't commit suicide. Yeah, I mean, they try to take everything out of it. You have no sharp things in there. There's no everything they got.
The sheets are paper thin.
The sheets are made out of paper.
The jumpsuit. You know, that's not to say that you couldn't take a sheet, tear it into strips, and braid it into something that you could hang yourself with. But how long would that take? On suicide watch, you're kept a pretty close eye. Are you supposed to have a pretty close eye?
And they didn't have a camera in the cell.
Well,
the
that was my thing. He's so high profile, it wasn't under surveillance. That's
really
super hard to believe.
Everybody, almost everybody in America has a GoPro on their flipping doorbell,
like
and
the Ring doorbell.
Can see the FedEx man, but we didn't have a GoPro in the guy's cell. Nobody spent $30.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
It's really and both guards fell asleep on the most hyper. I mean, it's just, so I don't know that anybody believes it.
And then there was a judge that died.
Well, the judge.
Well, but he was really old. But still,
he was 96. So that was good for the conspiracy. Epstein judge mysteriously dies. Right, he was over one of the cases, but it turns out the dude is 96.
Was he that old?
But you know, you said conspiracy theories. That made me kept asking. Is it really a conspiracy theory?
I don't.
It's just so blatant.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean conspiracy? How did the guy kill himself?
Well, what do you mean theory?
What do you mean theory?
We're
just trying to figure out what conspiracy it was.
Right.
And look, really think how the timing. I mean, literally last Friday broke the news, and naming like the Prince Andrew. Dershowitz, Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico, and he was, I think, energy secretary for Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, he named a bunch of high profile, and there's more to come. And then mysteriously that night, we came back.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, he broke the bones in his neck.
Yeah.
The ones that are usually broken if somebody strangles you.
Right. And not necessarily if you hang yourself.
Right. Not necessarily if you hang yourself, but if you get strangled, your bones get broken in your neck.
Yep.
So think about what sort of intestinal fortitude Epstein must have had to grip his neck for that long until he broke his own bones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
he must have been possessed.
And pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, just really. And then here's the thing we find out. I don't know if y'all saw this come out. Epstein is a pretty weird dude.
Well, that's,
jump up! He's a weird dude.
How weird is he? Ooh, that weird.
Have y'all seen this?
I have. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? This is out there on some of the news sources. So in one of Epstein's mansions, he has a portrait of Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Reclining in a large overstuffed chair.
Right.
In a blue dress with red heels on.
Oh, no.
It's like, what the heck is that?
Oh, no.
And you know what makes it weirder? Is Bill Clinton's probably been there and seen it.
Yeah. High fived him on it. Yeah.
That's pretty funny, Epstein.
Right.
What?
Well, it did reveal there's this whole, well, you want to call it an underworld, but actually I think it's more the elite above normal society, but just deep and dark. And
well, it always
really
makes me
weird.
Think of the Hunger Games Capital City.
Yes,
remember when they take
the
tributes down there and they take them over to the big banquet and all these people
are all totally
weirded out and over the top extravagant, and they even did the thing like the Romans did. We take this to puke so we can eat some more.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty excessive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But that... Yeah.
And that's what
it's
it reminds
like,
me of. That's what these
life
kind
imitating
of people
art.
Are. So... No. Anyway, watch that. I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever. Because think about this. Whoever orchestrated this, think what sort of powerful, influential people could orchestrate in the federal prison an assassination.
Then you start kind of, the word banana republic starts to come to mind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the frightening part for all of us. You're like, that guy has nothing to do with me. But... It's still,
that should scare the snot out of everybody.
So many things that we should all be in fear of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That if they're not curtailed, somebody brought to pay for those kind of crimes, We should all be very, very nervous about
the fate
of our country and our republic.
Yeah. Because if we get time, we'll get into the red flag laws. We'll talk about the Philly police shooting. There's a bunch of stuff we're going to get to. So we will take your calls and text at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, if you have automotive needs, you need maintenance, you need repair, you need service, you need to go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road. It is right down there in downtown Stillman's Corner in Theodore. You go under Highway 90, go south underneath I-10, look to the right. It's right there in the southwest quadrant. Big checkerboard sign, big checkerboard building. King's Automotive for the Royal Treatment. They do maintenance, service, repairs. You can trust them. They're reliable. They get you the best deal. You'll know you're getting it fixed. And when that car or truck has reached the end of the road and you need to replace it, they got budget-friendly cars. Replace that car. Get one for that teenager that you're tired of dragging back and forth to ballet and football practice and all that stuff. Get them a car when they're 16, yep. Whatever. Budget-friendly cars, $2,000 to $20,000. Go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road for the Royal Treatment. Tom and Marie will take good care of you. Tell them you heard it on Common Sense Radio. Okay. Bunch of stuff we're going to still get to. We're still going to get to... we got a Philly police shooting, Hong Kong, Israel and the American terrorists, the recession, the toll, maybe we'll get a report. We got all sub fair tax all coming up, but we have some special callers coming in from the Armed Forces Honor Guard in Baldwin County. We have Judy Woodby and Larry D'Amco. They run the Armed Forces Honor Guard in Baldwin County. How are y'all tonight?
Just fine, Pete. Thank you for taking the call.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now,
thank you.
Look, real quick, tell the folks what the Armed Forces Honor Guard does.
Pete, we're a group of veterans, volunteer veterans, who perform burial honors for our fallen comrades in and around, Baldwin County.
Right. And I think what people may not want, when veteran passes... It used to be we used to have a military big enough that the military would send. They had its detachments that they could dispatch all over the country, and they would render honors, fold the flags, do the rifle salute, play taps, and give it to the family. And the military isn't big enough to do that anymore. So, folks, what's happened is volunteer groups like the Armed Forces Honor Guard have sprung up, and we're very fortunate in Baldwin County that we have a very robust, very well-organized, professional honor guard that makes sure that when a veteran passes away in Baldwin County, they are rendered the appropriate military honors, right? I mean, how many of y'all done this year?
We're hovering just a little over 52, I believe it is.
52. So y'all are doing about two a week or so, right?
Yes, sir, we were. Fortunately, the weather, we haven't had it too many with the heat that we've had outside this past couple of weeks. But, there for a while. We've actually had it to where we did three in one day.
Wow.
In that total week, I think we ended up doing on three separate days with three in one day.
Wow. It's such a great service. But y'all are all volunteers, right?
That's correct.
And you're funded by whatever donations from different veterans organizations or whoever donates, right? Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, but the problem you have is you need members. How many members y'all have?
Right now on the books, it says 17. However, due to problems with either the member or their spouse, we're down to running 11 people regularly that we can count on. So what we're looking for is any veteran out there in Baldwin County, specifically around Spanish Fort, Daphne, or Fairhope, or the surrounding area, would like to join us, come and see us at the Larry Key Collier Overlook Building on Highway 98 across from the Bass Pro entrance. Bring your DD-214 on the second Monday of the month, and we'll interview and see if we can outfit you and induct you into our Corps. Or you can call Judy. Judy, what's the number?
251-545-6578.
And for our listeners, I've posted your Facebook page onto ours, so you can find information there.
So So listeners, go to the Common Sense Radio Facebook page. Their post is there. Their page is there. You get more information. Armed Forces. Look, I know there's a bunch of veterans out there, and I know, folks, I'm a veteran. Once you've served, it's in your blood. And you know what? Your service may not always be done. You may have done your time a long time ago, retired or whatever. But your comrades still need you. Your community still needs you. Your country still needs you. And don't worry, we'll get a bigger uniform for you to fit in. Don't worry about that. We'll find you one you can fit in. But we need squared away veterans to step up and make sure that all of us, because folks, I tell you, when each of us, you veterans, I'm talking to you out there, when you pass, you better hope that Judy, there's people like Judy and Larry there that are still going to make sure you get rendered honors and your family gets the proper recognition when you pass. So please, I implore you, if you are a veteran in Baldwin County, you need to get in touch with Judy and Larry at 251-545-6578 or show up on the second Monday. What time is your meeting on the second Monday?
10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock in the morning, second Monday of the month. So, let's see, you just had one this past Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, you got one coming up, I guess, the 10th of September. So, that's awesome. But, and I cannot thank you enough, and I say this for me, and I think I can speak for a lot of the veterans out there. Thank you so much for doing this to make sure our veterans are not forgotten, and when their time has come, that they're properly recognized and honored as they pass. So
you said a mouthful, Pete, and there's nothing more gratifying that when you do a service that a family member comes up with tears in their eyes, and from the bottom of their heart, they say, thank you. It's worth it, everything that you do up to that point.
No. Absolutely. No, I back when I was on active duty, we still did some funerals when we had the Reserve Center, and I did a few of them too. I still did some. And you're right, it's very moving when that family can, you know, they feel they're very moved. It's a difficult time, but you cannot express the gratitude that you get from those people. And really what you're saying, Larry, is the guys and gals that do the honor guard, you could almost say you get more out of it than the family, being able to serve and make sure you know that person was properly honored.
So, that's correct.
That's very true.
So,
very true.
All right. So you got a Facebook page, Armed Forces Honor Guard. Call them at 545-6578 or show up on the second Monday at 10 o'clock, ready to go, and they will get you squared away. Thank y'all for calling in, and keep us posted. Let us know if you're getting recruits or if we need to, you know, get a wagon and go out there and round people up.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank y'all for calling and listening. All right, Baldwin County, you've been called. Hope you will all respond. All right. We appreciate them. And I really, folks, it's quite an honor that these people do. These are retired. And these people are mostly are retired people. So if you're sitting around wondering what to do, you need to get involved with the Armed Forces Honor Guard. I know we should have another guest, but we probably don't have time for that. So until the next segment, so we're going to do that. But let's do real quick China, Hong Kong.
China.
Okay, so folks, have y'all, you know, we're not seeing a whole lot of it. There's a few little news. Oh, they're protesting in Hong Kong. There's literally tens of thousands of people in the street protesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not seeing or hearing about it. How many of you out there have seen the clips and the news where, do you know what the Hong Kong protesters are doing? They want their freedom because, and like quick background, the Britain, United Kingdom gave, in 1999, gave up their last 100-year lease or whatever with China and gave Hong Kong back.
Right.
But part of the agreement was that Hong Kong said, we're going to take them, Beijing said, we will take them back into China proper, but we will grant them autonomy.
Right.
For about 20 years.
Yeah.
1999. Oh, that's 20 years ago.
Right.
So the period of grace and autonomy is over, and Beijing wants to exert control.
Mm-hmm.
Which you have to wonder the timing about it. You have to wonder if Trump's tariffs are not also taking effect, because they're taking a hard stance. The Chinese economy is really slowing down.
Yeah.
So they might be a little bit motivated. They need to get that big capitalist apple down there.
Right.
That big golden egg down there. Big Hong Kong golden egg. Big fortune cookie down. And they need to get it. Right? So, but what did you not see? Are you... Okay, James, it was 1997. Okay,
sorry.
James corrected me from Florida. Okay, 97. I was on a roll, James. And now I'm off the roll. No, let's get back on the roll. But what did you not see? How many people have seen, do you know what the Hong Kong protesters are carrying?
American flags.
American flags. Do you know what they sing? Our national anthem.
Really?
There's even some constitutional, either copies of the Constitution or...
Now think about it. The protesters in Hong Kong, a capital of capitalism for the globe, they are singing our anthem, carrying our flag, looking to us as the beacon of freedom still in the world. Folks, don't you think we should act like it?
You would think so. Yeah. You think that would be a good thing to do.
That we should act like the beacon of freedom and stand up for freedom and human rights, which includes capitalism, folks. Because if you don't have capitalism, you ain't going to have human rights. Ask the Hong Kong folks, those protesters. Okay, we'll be right back. We have more guests, more to come, and more to talk about. Give us a call or text 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a special sponsor, ABC Signs and ABC Shirts. That's your headquarters for custom-made dry fit shirts, custom-made banners, yard signs, whatever it is. You can use the shirts for your employees, family reunions. You might need yard signs for your yard sale or for your business or to run for office because for some reason you lost your mind and you want to be a city councilman or something.
Why?
Something crazy. Whatever. They can indulge you down there. They got promotional items, dry fit shirts, whatever it is. Go to abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, or abcsigns.biz, or give them a call at 877-744-6750. And they bring us wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
I'm going to say, fellow Republicans here, but to those who are watching from a distance, all those millions of Democrats and independents who I know are looking for a cause around which to rally and which I believe we can give them. Mr. President, before you arrived tonight, these wonderful people here, when we came in, gave Nancy and myself a welcome. But that, plus this, plus your kindness and generosity in honoring us by bringing us down here will give us a memory that will live in our hearts forever. Watching on television these last few nights, and I have seen you also with the warmth that you greeted Nancy, and you also filled my heart with joy when you did that. May I just say some words? There are cynics who say that a party platform is something that no one bothers to read and it doesn't very often amount to much. Whether it is different this time than it has ever been before, I believe the Republican Party has a platform that is a banner of bold, unmistakable colors with no pale pastel shades. We have just heard a call to arms based on that platform. And a call to us to really be successful in communicating and reveal to the American people the difference between this platform and the platform of the opposing party, which is nothing but a revamp and a reissue and a running of a late, late show of the thing that we've been hearing from them for the last 40 years.
All right, folks, that was the great one, Ronaldus Magnus from 19. 19- August 1976, that's 43 years ago, almost to the day, his speech to the Republican National Convention. That was when Gerald Ford was running for a full term and got beat by Jimmy Carter. And actually, Reagan had run but lost the didn't get the nomination. And I picked this one because, think about it, it's 43 years old, but it's still applicable today.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's still the same division, the same stuff. Now, the only thing is we need the Republicans to step up and actually have those bold. But I think under Trump, they do. Trump will make them be bold. They still, we're a little afraid.
We don't like it.
We're a little scared here. But,
we don't like being bold.
And one of the reasons I picked this week's column is white supremacy replaces Russian collusion.
Yeah.
And you can find that at TriCityLedger.com or some other places. It's in the Call News, Washington County News, et cetera. But what it is, the point of the column is the Democrats actually have nothing. Right. They can't win on economics. They can't win on foreign policy. They can't win on immigration policy. They can't win on health care. They have no policy issue to talk about. So they have this cast of comical characters pretending to be presidential candidates, and the only platform they have is to destroy Donald Trump. And Russian collusion has not worked and is pretty much run aground. It's dead. It's sinking. It's gone. So now the new thing is white supremacy.
White supremacy.
Oh, it's a supremacist. And so now white supremacy is the new Russian collusion. But as I point out in the column, it's really a red herring. Do you know how many, the estimate, you couldn't find a white supremacist. If you didn't have the New York Times and the CNN going and looking at them, finding them and putting them on TV, you would not know where they are.
Right.
When they did the Unite the Right in 2017 and 2018, if y'all remember, and they did this Unite the Right rally, right?
Yeah.
So like a few dozen racist kooks show up. A few dozen at most. Right? Thousands of counter-protesters. Yeah. Protesters. Mm-hmm. How is that an epidemic?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you literally got a few people that escaped from their trailer parks and caves and stuff, and they showed up in Washington, you know, less than 100, and thousands of counter-protesters. How is that an epidemic? Americans reject it. It's crazy. It's totally manufactured. That's the column, and that's why I picked that one, because Ronald Reagan was bold colors, and you notice he appealed to everybody, the Republicans, the independents, the Democrats, and a lot of them crossed over, and that's what happened with Trump. Okay, had to get that all out of the way. Well, let's see. We have a man on the street report from our cousin, Ron Reams, who was at the no tolls rally or meeting at Five Rivers tonight. Ron, what's your report?
Okay, Pete, I want to tell you, there were at least 300 people that showed up.
I knew it.
To give their opinion. Unfortunately, we were in a room that only will allow 150 people in it.
That's what I was going to say. I've been in that room, and you can't get 300 people in it.
That's right. So a lot of people weren't able to get into the meeting, but a lot of good conversation between people, and I didn't find a single person there who was in favor of the toll. Everybody was against it.
Now, were ALDOT officials there? Were the ALDOT officials there?
No, of course not.
Okay.
There were state representatives and senators from Baldwin County. There was only one state representative from Mobile County, and that was Chris Pringle.
Okay.
I want to mention one other thing, and that's the fact that we are now 400 people short of reaching 50,000 people on the Facebook page for no tolls.
Wow.
So if anybody has not yet joined the Facebook page, there's strength in numbers, and we would like to get to 50,000. So if you go on Facebook and look for no tolls, or if you look for, the Mobile Bay Bridge, just put in a search in there, you'll find it. But that's a pretty good number, 50,000.
Yeah.
So you had a huge turnout. Now, was there I know a lot, everybody was against it. Was there anything that came out of it that was viable going forward, basically? You know, some plan that we think we can get the governor's attention other than happy hour?
Well, they're still trying to do that. They're still trying to get something done before the October 7th meeting that will be in Montgomery. Congressman Bradley Byrne has indicated that he is going to be working on a plan, and he wants support, of course, from the local people. But that's the plan, is to come up with something that concrete that we can present to Governor Ivey and to the ALDOT director, Mr. Cooper, because as far as I can tell, they're set in their ways, and unless we come up with a definite plan that will fund this project, they're going to reject it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I mean, everybody can say, yeah, I'm against it, I don't want to pay it, blah, 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 but that'll only go do one of two things: either kill the project, or you're going to get it with the toll anyway. So you got to just got to start working and coming up with solutions. And for those of you who don't know, the proposed toll of $6. I mean, they're talking about maybe a pass for local people and $90 a month. You think about it, for a working family, you've added $1,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just to go to work.
You've taken away $1,000 a year.
Well, you're taking away. You're costing these, putting in their budget $1,000. That's huge for a working family. Huge. That's or right. How about the companies who have service vehicles that go back and forth across the bay? And I mean, I was talking to one guy who said his vehicles cross the bay 100 times a day.
And they'll pay more than $6.
Right.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Because they're a commercial industry.
Right.
Same thing goes for independent truck drivers. They're not going to be happy about it.
No. I don't mind the fact that the over-the-road guys or all the tourists that go to Baldwin County pay some kind of toll. I don't mind them picking up because they're getting a huge benefit getting there faster. But there should not be such an onerous toll, if any at all, for the local folks, because that's onerous.
Well, we did have a great crowd, and I hope that will have some impact on the people who are making these decisions to know that the folks down here just do not want the toll. They would like to have the bridge, but if they can't have the bridge without having a exorbitant toll, they're going to say, well, forget the bridge. We don't need it either.
Well, why don't we just make the plan that Mobile and Baldwin County will keep all of our state tax receipts here, and we'll fund it ourselves? How about that plan?
That would go over like a lead balloon. But
why not? I mean, if Baldwin and Mobile County, between the port and the beaches, we were allowed to keep all of our state tax receipts, all the stuff we send to Montgomery, I'd wonder if somebody can look into those numbers. If we couldn't say, you know what? We'll make a deal with you. It's kind of like what Texas did when they joined the union. They kept all their debt, only to pay it off with oil a few years ago.
Has an environmental study been done?
Do what?
Has an environmental study on the impact in the bay been done? The indication is they don't think it has been.
Now, are you talking about for the bridge or for the widening of the channel?
Yeah, the bridge.
Okay, because I think the widening of the channel, that one is underway and may be done.
And I don't think the bridge has.
Yeah.
But I do know that the Mobile Baykeeper has come out saying they do not want anything done until we can make sure that it's not disturbing the environment. And there's no guarantee of that right now.
Yeah, and Christy texts in, no toll, no way, not for tourists and not for truckers and not for us.
Yeah.
Christy has made up her mind.
I think so.
So,
all right, well, thanks, Tom.
All right, Ron, thank you for the report. Really appreciate it. All right, folks, we'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, folks, if you are looking for a church home, you need to go to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. It is a Bible-fearing, Bible-teaching church. You can rest assured if you go there, you're going to learn the Word of God the way God intended it. They have a great conservative preacher, great fellowship, a wonderful, warm, compassionate, welcoming congregation. You need to check them out every Sunday. And they're also taking enrollment right now for their school. They have a school, private school there. You need to go check them out. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church down Theodore's Road, south of I-10, north of Highway 90. Check them out this Sunday, or at least go by there and find out more about their private school. They're taking applications and registrations right now, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. All right. We better clear the decks with the phones before we get to the other night. Glenn has been holding patiently for the last 4.5 hours. Glenn, what do you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to make you aware of a column that came out from Cal Thomas, who's a syndicated op-ed.
He's been around a long time. I've been reading him 30 years or more.
Yeah, he's highlighting a new organization that's forming this month called Young Americans Against Socialism. Essentially, it's a social media campaign that's been started up. It's a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. And what they're doing is they are taking interviews from people who have escaped socialist countries like Cuba and Venezuela, and they're putting them online, Facebook and Instagram type stuff, in order to educate Generation Z, those in their teens and their 20s, about the dangers of socialism. Because
yeah, the ones at school are being taught by
universities aren't doing it.
Right, the ones that we're paying, you know, $10,000 to $30,000 a year to go to a university so that the stupid liberal professors can teach them socialism. These guys have to go and say, well, here, why don't you hear from this other 20-something that has just lived through socialism? That's what they're doing?
I'm not sure if they're directly pulling 20-somethings from other countries, but what they're doing is they're interviewing people who have escaped those particular situations.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. And so there's somebody that came from Venezuela, that came from Cuba, that came from China, or
right,
wherever they came from.
They're describing the conditions there and what socialism has done to their country.
No, I think that's very powerful, and I'm glad to hear that somebody's doing it. I know there's a group out there called Campus Reform that's trying to highlight the incredible liberal bias on the campuses. But to me, that's the most powerful, because I've seen some of those. I don't think it's from this particular group, but I've seen videos where you hear people like from Venezuela describe what they're going through, and you're like,
and they're pleading.
Yeah, they're pleading, and you're going,
people to wake up here. Yeah.
Why does anybody even give Bernie Sanders the time of day? Mm-hmm. Please watch these Venezuelans talk about what's going on there, and then tell me why Bernie Sanders makes sense.
Well,
a lot of your younger people these days hear about all of these things and say, oh, that's a great idea, until you tell them how much it costs them.
Yes.
Yeah.
At that point, they say, well, we don't want that then. Well, you better get active and get involved, because if you don't, somebody else is going to vote something else in and you're going to pay for it.
Well, the problem is some of them, though, they don't care how much it costs, because they figure we're going to pay for it. They go, hey, you old guys, you got money. Give it to us. You pay for it. I've run into those.
And it's shocking how, I mean, you hate to use the word stupid, but it's the only one I can think of.
Stupid.
A group like Campus Reform, it was not them, came up with a phony petition to get rid of the oppressive white man on the crosswalk light-up sign. it was hilarious. And, I mean, honestly, people fell for it. And it was all these, like, college-age kids.
Oh, yeah,
and
we got to get
all
rid of that.
He said, don't you think it'd be more fair? And they, like, put, like, a brown guy up there. They put a girl in, like, a pink one with a skirt on. Because they said, you know, it's just oppressive to have a white guy. Even though it has nothing, you know, it's for contrast. It shows up the
contrast,
most.
White
it has nothing to do with male and female or race. It's just so you can see it and not get hit.
It's a stick
dummy
figure.
Yeah,
it's a stick figure.
I mean, it was shocking and very sad. I mean, if it weren't so sad, it's really
well,
funny.
Well, no, it's
but
funny.
That's
but
that's where we're at.
It's funny on one hand, but at the same time, it just scares me. Go, oh my gosh.
That's who's.
We couldn't fight our way out of a paper bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, forget war. We couldn't, or famine. Oh my gosh, these people be sitting around starving to death. Unbelievable. Glenn, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah,
we
call.
Appreciate it. Great, and thanks for bringing that to our attention. We're going to check that out. Maybe we'll post that.
Yeah, I just did a quick Google search, and believe it or not, Google hasn't silenced it. There were like 6 or 7 different links that came up. Cal Thomas was one. Started on August 15th. Supposedly.
We got to
It's like right here, right
let's
now.
Let's go check it out. Yeah.
Have we been banned yet?
Yeah, we're probably.
Oh, I don't know.
I hope.
Well, no, I mean, look, if you go Google stuff, you can't find anything concerning. Actually,
well, that's
I'll throw this out to all the listeners.
Yeah.
If anybody knows this out there, I want to get Google out of my life. I want to figure out how to get search engines and never, ever use Google to search again. Yeah. They are so biased and manipulative. It is, I mean, literally, I feel like I'm living in the Soviet Union.
Well, so they did. They came out with their ban list. Did you hear about it? It was just like yesterday. Glenn Beck, Michelle Malkin.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was joking, saying, are we on it? Yeah, basically, any source you can go to get good, decent articles, you're on it. So
no, I know, because if you go to Google, it's Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN. That's all you get. You can't find anything else. It's absolutely maddening. Okay, let's see if we can cover a couple of things. The Democrats are losing their minds because Omar and Tlaib wanted to go.
This is one of my favorite
to Palestine.
Of the day.
And the Israelis said,
"You can't come."
No, you can't come.
You're not allowed.
And so Democrats said, "What do you mean they're elected officials?" They go, "Wait a minute, they're advocating the destruction of Israel. We don't want them."
Look, it doesn't matter. They're not elected officials in Israel.
No,
they're elected officials from insane American citizens.
And they're
basically
the ones who said how much they hate Israel, basically. I mean, they're the ones who said it.
They will not acknowledge that Israel has a right to exist.
A sovereign country has the right to exclude and keep out anybody that they deem is an enemy to them. And apparently, Israel has deemed that, you know, these
two.
Where
were all the liberals when the UK banned Michael Savage?
That's a great point. And he's still banned.
He's still
banned.
He can't go to the UK.
Right.
I forgot why.
It was like one of the bogus, he was deemed like hate speech. When they were just needing to drum up something, he just kind of was the one they picked. Yeah.
You know, but that's out there and they're just all flaming out. And I'm like, you know what? They, and even one of them, I forget, Omar Tlaib, I think it was Tlaib, they got her official itinerary, congressional itinerary, and it said congressional delegation to Palestine, not to Israel.
Oh.
And it said, you know,
how
going
about
to
that?
Jerusalem and everything. And I'm sure the Israelis were going, no. We're not going to do that.
No.
Well. So let the Democrats go nuts over that one. Let's see. We got to hit real quick. We can't get everything. Look, everybody, don't get excited about the recession, okay? Recessions come and go. But this economy has been very, very strong, and a lot's been going on. And for those of you who don't remember, you know what a definition of recession is?
Two
consecutive
quarters with negative GDP growth. Yes.
Okay.
Do you know how that right now we would have to have a really, really bad time? I don't see it coming.
I see what you're saying.
Okay, folks, and this inverted yield curve. Yeah. It's not the only thing. They're, you know, the rest of the globe is slowing down. So the inverted yield curve could be because international money is migrating to the United States because they have negative rates in Europe.
Right.
They have negative rates. So don't go with that. And we never got to the Philly police. Rats.
Ugh.
We're out of time. Okay, we'll hold some of that stuff over. Folks, have a great weekend. Honey, it's time to come home.
What's that noise?
Noise?
Yeah, that.
Oh, it's my way of showing my appreciation to Jack Green for saving me so much money on my insurance.
Sounds like it's coming from the storage room.
Don't go in there!
Yeah, would you mind letting me out of here? It's getting a bit stuffy.
Oh my gosh, is that?
It is.
Sweet holy Moses.
I'm sick to death of seeing that lizard on TV telling me what to do with my 15 minutes.
And?
Well, the joke's on him, because that's exactly how long it took me to string him up by the kookaburras.
Jack Green is not going to appreciate this one bit.
Sure he will. I'm his spokesperson.
You're a loony.
Oh, be quiet and eat your houseflies. Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency today and find out how you can save money on your auto, all types of commercial equipment and business insurance. Ask about wind coverage, too. It's likely you're paying way too much.
That's what I'm all about. Saving people money on their...
You just need to worry about saving oxygen right now, sweetheart.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.